And on Friday night, the Norwood Football Club, who are responsible for the Eyre Peninsula, given that it is their country development zone, if you like, will be holding a coaching clinic for all up-and-coming footy players. And joining us is the head coach of Norwood, Jade Rawlings. Jade, good morning.
Morning, Keith. How are you doing?
I am very well, thank you. You've had a bit of AFL coaching experience in addition to your playing experience. How do you think that coaching experience in the AFL will benefit Norwood this season in the Sandful?
I suppose it's all about how you use your experience, really. I've been afforded a lot of different opportunities through my adult life through playing and coaching in the AFL. So I've been able to see a lot of different programs, systems, ways of going about things. And over time, I've been able to establish a pretty clear vision of how I will coach and what type of environment and style of play that we'll be implementing. So I'm very clear on it. And I think the experience enables you to be clear. So then the next challenge is how you execute it through your training and education, and hopefully it comes out on game day. So, like I said, AFL footy's been my whole adult life, so to come to a new state and new competitions, very exciting challenge for me. And I moved over to South Australia to really be part of something that's going to be not just good but great, so hopefully we can get the place rocking.
Speaking with Jade Rawlings this morning, the head coach of the Norwood Football Club, what are you hoping to get out of the clinics on the Eyre Peninsula, and what do you look for when you look at the players who might be participating in the clinics?
A lot of the point of the trip over to the EP is how passionate the club is to be involved and have the Eyre Peninsula as its zone. So we've been very genuine in our investment into the area. I've got a lot to learn in relation to the area and how it operates and the place itself. So I'm very much looking forward to being over. In relation to when we conduct these type of sessions, it's really trying to expose as many people in the area to a Norwood way of going about things. So it's hard to pinpoint one particular thing, but certainly when you're looking at trying to establish yourself in an area, you're trying to embed a way of going about things so that when we do get to the point of starting to invite and looking to recruit players from the EP to Norwood, that they have an understanding of what's required, and that when they do arrive at Norwood, they have a chance of succeeding. This is what I find with a lot of areas that haven't been exposed to high-level training, that the players who get recruited from areas, that, especially where I'm from in Tasmania, they come to a new environment aren't ready. Mentally or physically. So a lot of it's to do with education and certainly influencing the people who are coaching and running programs within the leagues that are over there in the EP, that what we look for and what we probably need from our players who are looking to come over and carve out a career at Norwood in the SANFL.
And just very quickly to wrap up, you are speaking about those new things that Norwood are getting involved in. What about the women's game? Port Lincoln Football League is expanding into a women's competition. What's Norwood getting up to when it comes to expansion in the women's game?
We've got a women's team, got coached by a guy called Matt Creeper. The women's program has equal presence in our footy club, like the under-16s, 18s and men's do. So the club's been very genuine in that area. And personally, I'm a big fan of women's footy. I was at Melbourne Footy Club, was really the pioneers of AFLW. And I've got a daughter who plays footy, so I've got real passion for women's footy, and it's just been terrific to see the growth across the country, really, and how much it's been accepted within club land. If you go to a footy club these days, that the women are treated equally, that the facilities are theirs as much as the men's, and the game's rapidly growing. So the development into that part of AFL and the sport's been really impressive, and there's still more to come. So we're really big advocates and big fans of women's footy, and we really want to keep pushing and promoting the women in the involvement of the game as much as the men.
And certainly looking forward to seeing plenty of development happening on the Eyre Peninsula with the Norwood Football Club. Jade Rawlings, head coach of Norwood, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem. Thanks very much.